You are listening to Japan Real Estate and Business News. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining us. Adjusting to coronavirus in our new world, Business Insider reports a winning design in a Chicago competition to find solutions to outdoor dining in the face of winter. Taking inspiration from her time as an English teacher in Japan, Ellie Henderson, a 41-year-old designer, won a $5,000 prize for her submission. She lived in a remote town of Mabi for 2 years, where she relied on the kotatsu in her apartment for warmth in the wintertime. The Japanese kotatsu is a special heated table common in Japanese households, often coffee table height, with a heating element underneath. A duvet-like blanket extends from the edges of the table, trapping heat. Henderson adapted the design to be the height of a Western table rather than the traditional low coffee table height. Trapping heat underneath the table instead of radiating out into the cold cuts down on energy costs. The Illinois Restaurant Association will select a local construction firm to develop the designs further and construct prototypes to be tested. Food delivery company DoorDash has announced that it will be giving $500,000 in grants to help Chicago area restaurants' winterization efforts as a part of a larger $2 million effort in cities across the nation. Don't forget about us in Canada. Nikkei Asia reports that beginning in November, the Japanese government will allow business travelers who plan to stay no more than 72 hours to enter the country without quarantining as it eases up on COVID-19 restrictions in an effort to revive the economy. The required 14 days of self-isolation for business travelers will be waived for those who carry negative certification and submit an itinerary for their stay. Target embarkation points to be included in the program are still being considered, but the main partner territories are Asia-Pacific regions such as Thailand, Taiwan, Australia, and New Zealand. The government will ask the short-term business travelers accepted into the program not to use public transportation and to restrict their movements to limited areas, such as their workplaces and hotels. Japan has negotiated with 16 countries and regions to take part in a wider framework targeting business travelers staying in the country for up to 90 days. As of now, Singapore and South Korea are the only countries using this framework. Vietnam is expected to join soon. In addition, Japan is aiming to reach an agreement with China. Japanese companies do a lot of business with partners in India and the US, but the virus is far from contained in those countries, and the Japanese government intends to carefully monitor those nations' infection rates before deciding whether to include them in the program. And in entertainment, according to the New York Times, an animated film just had the biggest box office weekend in Japan's history by far. Demon Slayer Mugen Train opened on Friday at a theater in Tokyo's Shinjuku neighborhood, close to the world's busiest train station. On social media, commenters joked that the showtimes looked more like a bus schedule than a movie listing. Based on a smash hit Japanese comic book, the film had been hotly anticipated by fans and movie industry, desperate to get moviegoers back in front of big screens. The film outperformed all expectations, more than doubling the country's record for the largest opening weekend, with over 3.4 million people shelling out nearly $44 million on tickets. In what may be a first for Japan, the movie had the biggest opening in the world last weekend, more than all other countries combined, despite having debuted only domestically. A thermal scanner in the lobby checked body temperatures, and signs posted around the building reminded people to disinfect their hands before entering their show and to wear a mask while watching it. Regular announcements over an intercom told customers that they could drink in their seat, but not eat. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to visit us at nippontradings.com, a proxy for foreign investors. For information on business and property news in Japan, keeping you informed, I'm Pretty Donnelly.